Welcome back to Transurfing World. In this episode, we are going to tap into chapter number 4, Caring Without Worrying. And in this specific episode, we are going to talk about importance. This is part of the chapter number 4. Importance arises when something is attributed excess meaning. Importance represents excess potential in pure form. In the process of eliminating importance, balance forces create problems for the person that created it. Welcome back to Transurfing World. My name is Dennis, and be welcome to another episode. As I said, in this episode, we're going to talk about importance. And this is one of the most topics that we have to become familiar with, because importance is one of the main sources of excess potential, and I'm going to tell you why here in this episode. So first and foremost, there are two forms of importance, inner and outer. Inner or personal importance represents an overestimation of your own virtues or shortcomings. Outer importance is created when a person attributes huge meaning to an object or event taking place in the external world. And there's an example here in the book, Reality Transurfing, and it goes like this. Imagine that you have to walk along a plank lying on the ground. Nothing could be easier. Now, imagine that you are forced to walk along the same plank which has been placed between the roofs of two high buildings. Walking the plank will have escalated in importance, and there will be nothing you can do to persuade yourself otherwise. The only way of eliminating outer importance is to have a safety net. So you have to be aware of your perception when you see something. You know, we human beings we've been evolved in this way that we always want to attribute meaning to something. Like, if there is something in this universe, if there is something in this reality, and you encounter that specific thing or that specific event or that specific person, and then you say, this is good or this is bad. And then you start attributing importance. For example, in the animal kingdom, animals don't attribute importance to anything. They go by instinct. And they claim the balance in this world. What do I mean with this? In the world of the will, behavior is based on the fulfillment of purpose from the point of view of maintaining the balance, the laws of balance. Animal behavior is purely guided by instinct. As I said, importance is a solely human invention that is enjoyed by pendulums. Any extreme bias of assessment towards outer importance makes a person a fanatic, whilst any extreme bias of assessment towards inner importance make a person a despot. So, again, like when you attribute too much importance to people, you create excess potential, you create unbalance. The only way you can claim this energy, you know, one of the core principles of Transurfing is that if you want to tune into your dream reality, it's that you have to have your heart and your mind in coherence. They have to be working coherently with each other. When you attribute excess potential, or like importance in this case, you create resonance, you create incoherence, you create distortion within. And this is going to bring unbalanced energy. So, for example, as I said, when you meet someone, right, you make a new friend or a new enemy. Why you have to attribute importance to this person in this specific example? This person can be like mean, can be like, I don't know, someone who upset you. But the moment you attribute importance, that's how pendulums hook into you. You know what I mean? Like when you meet someone, right? That person is only another part of this reality. It's only another part of this matrix. But the moment you start saying this person is good, this person is bad, and then you attribute excess potential, you attribute emotions, right? So that moment you start creating imbalance. So you have to be very aware of this. You have to be like very aware that every single time that you see your emotions arise because of something, ask yourself, why am I feeling like this? Why am I doing this? Why I do what I do? The moment you bring back the energy to you, when you ask this question, why am I doing this? Who is thinking like this? You bring back the energy to you. So stop being obsessive about external things. Stop attributing importance to external factors. You have to reduce importance. And reducing importance doesn't just significantly eliminate problems from your life. Once you have let go of inner and outer importance, you obtain the treasure called freedom of choice. And there's a quote, there's a paragraph actually here in the book that I want to read. All the importance we attribute to things, be it inner or outer, is simply a projection. No one is of any true importance in this world, and yet the riches of life are available to us. Children playing happily on the beach, splashing about and having fun in the waves do not think about whether they are good or bad, whether the water is good or bad, or whether the other children are good or bad. Whilst the situation remains unchanged, they are simply happy and in harmony with nature. We all came into the world like that, as a child of nature. If a person maintains a state of harmony, the best that life has to offer will be available to them. But as soon as a person begins to project importance, problems arise. So it's very important that you open your eyes, but more importantly, you open your heart. You are aware right now. You are the one who put labels on things, on people, on events. When we talked about judging in a previous episode, I said, like, Transurfing says that we don't have the right to judge anyone. We don't have the right to judge anyone. Everyone can do whatever they please. And when you judge people, when you live your life in this obsessive state of mind, you know, looking out for approval from people, looking out for, you know, acceptance, you create excess potential. When you create excess potential, you stop vibrating in harmony with your heart and with your mind. And that's very important in transurfing. So the first thing I want you to understand in this chapter of importance, he said, you need to ask yourself every single time you see or you feel your emotions arise. I want you to ask yourself, why am I feeling like this? What is triggering me? Why? What's inside of me? What part of me is being bothered by this event or by this person? Bring back your energy. Stop. You know, stop making up stories in your mind. Stop being obsessive. Balance forces will only noticeably affect your life if you are very strongly attached to your own ideas of things, of how things should be. you're obsessive or have just gone too far. We live in a complex world. Nothing is as simple as it seems. We are just this tiny, tiny, tiny fraction of this extended universe. Things are not simple. The moment you start like creating excess potential, for example, if you start, you know, preaching or spreading your word, saying that you have to, this has to be done in this way, or this has to be done that way, because that's how my parents taught me, that's how my professors taught me. No, because nothing is written, right? We live in this reality where we project our thoughts. It's where we are gonna go. So it's the power of the mind. So be aware that you don't create excess potential by being obsessive or by being like trying to force something. Once you learn to trust your heart, your mind are in harmony, you know that you reduce importance, you drop importance, and you know that everything is going to be okay. You know that the universe is holding your back. You know that everything is okay. Even though if it's not, you reduce importance, you learn the technique, you apply transurfing techniques through practice. Because again, you have to stop thinking so much, because you create a lot of excess potential. That's why meditation is important. Because when you're thinking, you know, your brain processes about 50 to 60,000 thoughts every single day. You have to give your mind a rest. You are creating potential. Everything in this world is just an exchange of energy. Your thoughts are energy. Your thoughts are things. That's a fact. So the moment you stop thinking and you bring back awareness to yourself, by asking the question, who am I? Or what am I? Why am I feeling this way? You bring back energy and you start meditating on how big the world is and how tiny we are. We are tiny, but we have within ourselves this huge potential, and we can accomplish anything we want as long as we know the rules of the game. Transurfing teaches you the rules of the game. Everything is possible. So again, the next time you start attributing so much importance to anything, stop and analyze the situation from an spectator's view. Why am I feeling like this? Why am I doing this? So on and so forth. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you have any question, you can reach out to me through my Instagram page or through the podcast. Instagram is my only social media. It goes by Dennis Stalin EC. I'm going to link my Instagram account down below in the description of the podcast. And I hope you have a very, very nice rest of the day. And I will see you next time with another transurfing concept. Thank you very much for listening, and bye-bye.